Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 171. Today is Saturday, June 22nd, 2019. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week is Fair. She is co-hosting with me. Hey, Fair, how are you? Thank you for coming and taking up the chair. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. All right, and this week we also have got a special guest who is... done that.
Hello.
We've got Frasley, Spoxman. Hey, Frasley.
Hey, it's amazing to be here, and I'm up to the challenge.
Excellent. Very good. All right. Well, let's get rock and rolling right into it. So let's start off with, tell us a little bit about yourself. So for those people that don't know who you are or have not heard about you, can you let them know a little bit about yourself and the player behind the characters, please?
And that reminds me of a podcast called Behind the Avatar have you ever heard of that one, Alita? I don't know if you've... it's a good podcast. I enjoy it.
Sounds familiar. Slightly sounds familiar. Yeah.
So I'm a nerd, kind of about 100%. Like, I'm full on, like, energy, enthusiasm. And I love to walk, and podcasts have become one of those things that on my walks, I've listened to them. Mm-hmm. One day I was like, you know what? Let's just do it. So I produce a ton every week. And it's all about, like, the passion of WoW, getting mm-hmm. to know the people behind it. It was definitely being on All Things Azeroth, and then Behind the Avatar, I was like, you know what? I like talking with people on a podcast. Mm-hmm. So in June, 2 years ago, started it. And I always try to make people's days better. It's my motivation. Like, my everything in my life has always been when people are enjoying me performing, but they're getting something out of it, that brings me the most joy. So that's kind of like... It sounds altruistic, but I get a release from it. I just like a adrenaline rush when people are having fun. So it anybody's encouragement makes me feel better. So
nice.
That's really good. I like that a lot. Yeah. So how long have you been actually playing WoW, and when did you start trying the challenge tunes?
So I started Christmas Day 2004, and I learned that was the same day that this actually started. So we are, we're like brother and sister starting on this on the same day, even though we're not really related. But yeah, I started then, played mm-hmm. up through about 2006, and then life got weird and Molten Core. I could not be raiding there all the time. Mm-hmm. So I left at that point, but then came back actually the end of Warlords and just found out, like, WoW hasn't changed. It's gotten better, but what I love about WoW is still there. So I mm-hmm. came back. And then throughout the years, I keep meeting different people like Zort, Stone, all these, Lita, all these people talk to. you've all been awesome. And you're always like, all of you are my inspirations and like my community people that like I look up to. And not just because of my gnome height. but you all kept telling me about challenges. And I would hear mm-hmm. these podcasts about these challenges. Always afraid to mess up. But then I think it was in May, Zorch kept saying, hey, we need to just do it. What are you? Oh, no, let me do it in his voice.
Hey, Mr. Frasley, when are you going to finally start the challenges? You always say that you want to start the challenges. Hold on. Sorry, I had to drink some coffee. When are you going to start the challenges? I need you to start it. So
I was like, okay, Zorch, I'll start the challenges. And it's been a lot of fun. So really only for about 2 months.
Nice.
Hey, George, is that Kafshi?
Dude, I'm sure Zort is... Yeah, he's... Not sure he's quite happy with the voice. Quite, yeah. And anyway...
I can go more demonic and all that. And like, I that smells like a demonic goblin.
Yeah, I got to work on it a little bit.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome! All right, so you've just started. You've just started with your iron, I think it is. So is that what you're focusing on? Just going into with the iron at the moment?
Yeah, in like I'm trying to get the 120. It's very tough.
Yep.
I'm on my fifth iron already.
Okay, so what did you start? Hang on, let's start off with what did you choose for the very first iron that you made?
Well, I was stupid and I didn't know more here.
Okay.
And that took forever, and every single mob was trying to kill me. And I was like, okay, when I died to the spiders in Redridge, I think Allie had just been on Wild Challenges and talked about paladins. I was like, okay. Paladin sounds good. I can heal myself. I have a sword and all that and a board. So I have done that ever since.
Okay.
Then I went to a dwarf paladin.
Yep.
That died to an orc.
Okay.
Went to a human paladin.
Yep.
And that died to Morlottom. So I had two dwarf paladins.
Okay.
And I was stupid. Went up against Morlottom. I should not have done that.
Uh-huh.
Then a human paladin. And I was stupid in a mine in Lachmadon, and I pulled the whole room and could not get out. So now I am on a Tauren named Moonster. He's also a paladin.
Okay. All right. So currently on a Tauren Pally. All right. So how are you traveling with that at the moment?
Paladin's doing pretty good. When I'm smart and I'm not getting tired, I can actually clear things pretty well. And I'm trying not to get frazzled, so I'm trying to really be good with, like, okay, when I get multiple enemies, take one down, don't turn my back to anything. So it's working. I just gotta... The elites! Those are killing me! And they seem to pop out of nowhere. Like, you're somewhere, and this rare elite, like, where did you come from? I never see you on any of my tunes when I'm going for things and looking for transmog. You're nowhere to be found. But when I'm on my iron, all of them pop out of everywhere.
Yeah. So just remember, you don't have to kill them. Don't have to kill them. That's the main thing.
I must not have washed or something. Yeah. Because they're all attracted to me. I mean, they can smell me walking into a room. They're like, hey, we're just going to go after Frazzly.
They're like, he's fresh meat. Excellent.
Yes. And nice. He's an iron.
Yes. All right.
I know you haven't been doing this for very long, but in this time, what's your favorite challenge memory?
It has to be my first death. I was streaming it, and the realistic, a little bit of hand up for the stream, but the realistic pains of anguish, because I totally did not see the two spiders that were coming at me as I was heading to the watchtower. And my friend Capo even made lyrics, and I put it to song. Razzle dazzle met some spiders, then he died. Us too soon, we didn't know. And it's not much more than that, but it's just
amazing.
I was going to say that could just be there's this possible show title right there. So what was it? The spiders. We could either have Matt, what was it going? What was the lyric for the frazzle spiders?
Dazzle. Frazzle dazzle, met some spiders, then he died. Was too soon, we didn't know.
I could put Frazzly met some spiders. We could utilize that, and we'll see. We'll see what else we come up with. It's such a full, long, like little song. It's like you can tell it's going to be like, oh, sad.
First. And on stream, I was like, it was such an anguish. And that's clip two, so I'm so glad that my friends.
Lucky you've got friends that are quite happy to do that. That's good. I think it is important to realize that you don't forget your first death, do you, Fair? You would totally understand that one, wouldn't you? Like for you, what was your first death, Fair?
I died to one of those ice tomb nagas in Zangarmarsch at 61.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Yep. Ouch.
The mold didn't work. Nothing. I tried to shift form. Nothing helped.
Yeah.
Just that was Ferristella and
Yeah.
Devastated. And,
fresh meat. Fresh meat's a good one too. Grand Nagus, actually, I'll put that. That's a good one. Yeah.
And, all right. How about you, Lita? What was your first death?
My first death was on, I was playing an undead warlock. Surprise, surprise. I had got her to about level 36. Now, this would have been back in, I'm going to say, Qadda. And in Hillsbrad. And I'm not going to say that I fell off a mountain. Let's just say that it moved. Was there?
I've been there many times.
I swear, it moved. So you know where the five hands are in Hillsbrad. So yes. Just up from Torren Mill. And I was up on one of those doing some strange quest that I needed to do when... you're backing up. I'm seeing all the mobs and I'm backing up, and like, right, okay, I've got to get back. I'm falling. I'm dead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that, so we understand the traumaticness of what a death, because literally, like, there wasn't goblin gliders. There wasn't, there was nothing, and you're just, well, as you would know, you just, I'm dead. So it's
I put all this time.
Yes. Yeah. It's still fresh. It still hurts.
You've never gone back to those Naga.
No, that's true. I would say fair. Would you say that every death that you've had since then, have you not gone back to either the zone or the area of where you lost a tune?
Depends. I mean, I have had a number of blizzard glitch things, and I don't really count them. I do stay away from some of the places where I glitched, but that's probably a fair thing to say.
Yeah, because I know that there's certain places that if I've lost a tune mostly due to my own stupidity then, but sometimes the mobs can be overwhelming and you don't pick the right path, or respawns could be a little bit more than others. So it's a bit like, I'm not feeling it for that zone, or I'm not liking it for that zone. So, and I suppose that's a good thing. Speaking of zones, though, so have you decided what path you're going to be doing for this Torren Pally? And is it going to be something that you're going to be doing as in how you would normally level a tune, or are you going to be a bit picky choosy about what you're doing?
I've kind of been doing the same as I'm doing the Alliance. Like, I pick out all the starting zones that are Qadda based. Anything pre-Qadda, I did a BC starting zone for the Draenei. Oh, those zones are awful. They're still not updated, so I'm not doing any of those, but I do all the starting zones until 20. And I think then I'm going to do Barrens. I'm trying to pick big open places that I can easily see what's around me, and I can easily run away and stuff like that. So the Horde's a new side for me, and I may actually go between Horde and Alliance, because it'd be fun to switch up so it doesn't get old.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, same overall strategy, and avoiding Red Ridge. Well, I think I can avoid Red Ridge on the Horde. And Stone Talon. I've heard a lot about Stone Talon, so I'm staying away from Stone Talon.
Okay. All right.
Well, you told us some things about your deaths. Which would be considered, in your mind, the worst or most embarrassing ways you died?
It would have to be more laudanum. I have taken them on other tunes, and I just, it was so stupid on me. I saw that he wasn't even the rare. He was the elite. I was like, he's been tough on other tunes. Why did I even take him on in the first place? And I'm just like, ugh.
Yep.
Yeah, he's rough. I mean, have you made some decisions about what you think are the most unfriendly zones to a challenge tune?
Yeah, like Red Ridge is one that I'm not going to go back to, partly because of my first death, but I've also, I've leveled enough of Red Ridge that I know there's these things that come out of nowhere. The spiders.
It's called Dead Ridge for a reason, so that's definitely a good one, yeah.
And one that I should have checked before doing it, I've done it at least four times now, so I'm safe, but in Dunro, there's a little gnome teleporter you do on the quest, and Allie saw me doing it for the first time, and instantly when the parachute wasn't ejecting, and what Allie's like, in chat, oh, and by the way, many irons have died, and they're like, you could have told me that. Thankfully, it's been working, but every time that makes me so terrified. So yeah, I'd say Red Ridge, places that are very constricted, I'm not, if I can, I want to avoid those. Caves, I'm going to be a lot more careful with as I go in. And I think caves are scary, especially with AoEs
I hate
and stuff
caves.
Like that.
Caves have got bad track histories, haven't they, Fair? Like, we understand of that. So, and I'm sure there's people in the chat room that would totally understand that as well. All right, so what I'd like to do is get some advice or a tip or trick from you as to, you know, if someone came to you and said, oh, I want to give a challenge tune a try, what would you suggest to them as a newer player? And then, you know what, when you've done that, Fair and I might give you a couple little tips and tricks to help along the way. How's that sound?
So I've got quite a few that I've put down, but I'm trying to pick like the, I think the first one, it has to do with irons and then goes into like consecration. Don't put it off. I put off challenges for the longest time because I was terrified of the rules, and partly because I had also been a troll to Zorch a lot. And you see in chats, I would always ask questions that were in the FAQs. I mean, just because I wanted to get the reaction. So I did not want to at all mess up and have Zorch be like, oh, Frasley, I knew, I told you to look at the FAQs. So I definitely that, but yeah, don't put it off. The worst case, you get a flag, the worst case you die, and keep at it. Definitely keep at it. Don't give up. Every death, every failure, every mistake, it's a learning experience. And healing. Take a class that can heal. Because if you want more challenge, do one that doesn't do challenge, but don't be an idiot like me and start with a warrior, because it takes forever, and it's everything is like an elite to a non-healing class.
Okay. Well, I mean, they are definitely absolutely really good tips for new people. FAQ, of course, rules and FAQ are very, very important. Absolutely. And lots of stuff is covered in the FAQ because we can't cover it all in the rules. The rules we've kept to make that simplified, but the FAQ has a bit more of stuff in there. Fair, if you had to give Frasley or some, you know, and definitely newer people a little bit of advice as a veteran challenge player, what would you also suggest?
Oh, play a class you like. A lot of people ask, well, what's the easiest class or what's the hardest class? And it kind of doesn't matter if you don't like it. Be entirely familiar with it. It might not be your main, or it might be, but play something you really enjoy because you're going to be at it for a while.
Yeah.
Good. Very good advice. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you definitely need the rotation down. So, yeah.
That's also true.
Yes. And I would suggest that we will go to leader's rules. That rule number one is always, if you are tired, do not play a challenge soon at all. Just be like, nope, nope, I'm out. Because the many times I have started over the years and I'm like, no, 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 I'll just do a little bit. I'll just one level. Dead. Sure enough. So if you're tired, your focus goes a bit haywire and you know, normally from my experiences, I'll end up dead. So don't play when you're tired is normally the best way to go. And I thoroughly agree with Feb, because if you know a class or you like that class, this is not about getting to 1 to 120 the quickest at all. It's just, it's a solo challenge. You take your time. You've got to have patience. You've got to be with it, like wary, mobs. If you're unsure, it's good to have a scout. A lot of players have scouts to test things out. And, you know, and that can make and break you, especially at a high level. If you've not done that quest before or have done it on a geared toon and you don't know how that's going to go, obviously, with a challenge toon, well, you need, you know, it's good to have another toon that you can jump across to go, let me just go test it out, because it's, if you're taking a, you know, you're high level in somewhere that you're like, I don't know, dead. So even you can have scouts at low levels. Absolutely. Like if you've lost one and you want to keep it as a scout, then do that. I think that is absolutely one of the, a very important thing. So other than that, like there's obviously, we've all got lots of, we've all learnt in tried and true ways, but just remember, death is never just a death. If you learn from a death, that's the main thing. That can help refocus you to continue going on. So for me, I always think that, you know, a death is a learning experience that can help you continue on with your next turn. And if you can, you know, be like, oh, well, I've died to, you know, this has happened, whatever. Right, I know, not to do that. Move on to a different area. You've got so many more options now than we've ever had with leveling an iron. Don't do it. Like, be picky, choosy. Do I need to do that quest? Oh, you know what? Not really sure. My gut's saying no, don't do it. Go somewhere else. There's other places. There's many, many other places to go. So, so that would probably be the biggest things.
I think I might have also done a first in irons.
Mm-hmm.
So my last death, I forgot, I left out one detail that I realized.
Yeah.
I was podcasting at the exact same time. Not my own podcast, but a friend pops. I had a voice chat open up on the stream.
Yeah.
And a friend pops in and says, hey, can we record a quick podcast about WoW? I was like, okay, maybe. And I was a little distracted there, so.
That's probably the other thing. It is, I mean, I have done it. I certainly have done places where I have done podcasts while I have been playing a challenge tune. And it's to keep your focus. It's really, really hard. You need to stay, you know, you've got to keep yourself safe. And that can be very, very difficult when you're trying to do other things. Not so much when you're just streaming it, because obviously your focus is already with the challenge tune you're playing. But
yeah,
when you're podcasting and trying to play and having conversations, it can be a skill that is really, really hard to get around. So you've got to be careful with that. But hey, look, like anything, you die and you learn. You die and you learn. Absolutely.
Yes.
So that's Mabo. Somebody needs a challenges life coach.
Hey, Zorts, nice. Do you want to be my coach?
There we go. I think Zorts is putting his hand up. Awesome. All right, let's talk about our weeks in WoW. So thank you, Frasley. We've gotten to know you much better. And again, we all wish you the very, very best of luck with your challenge toon. And hopefully you might delve into some of the other ones at some stage, maybe. So
yeah.
but we say good luck on that. Other than that, how has your week been in WoW?
So besides the irons, I got two things I've been working on. So working on Tides of Vengeance for the wolf on the Alliance side. And I'm at the point where it's rep-gated on the Otter Bound. So doing assaults, world quests, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on stream, this wasn't during an iron, but we talked about how like I stole a Power Rangers from Latchkey. So it was a Power Rangers toy, and I stole it from Latchkey. Then I forged my dad's name in second grade. So then my friend Capo tells me to go to this coordinate in Drusvar and loot a little chest. So I do. And I got a temporary debuff of Fraz, no good, dirty Roger, and candy stealer. So I guess that's what I get for talking about all my criminal activities.
Wow. So is that an actual thing? There's a chest that if you do, once you loot it, that's what you get.
Yep. And I was like,
wow,
I deserve that.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's cool. I like it. It's very cute. I don't even remember. Honestly, I thought I had done all the chests in Drusvar, but that one's not ringing any bells. How far off on the Tides of Vengeance are you? So get like rep-wise, getting closer?
Yeah, I need to get, I think, to about 1,400 if someone was telling me about. So like achievement-wise, I've got one of four done for Tides. And then once I get that... Yeah, no, that one is not near Abbey Lewis, Grand Nagus. That is near Ringweaver or something like that. It's the big, I think, treant that's walking around.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I don't think I have done that one. Yeah.
Okay. And it's a hut that's near it. It's hard. Like, I was on Fraz and I kept not seeing it. I had to look up, and I finally found it. So I'm oblivious in life to a lot of things, as people will probably say in chat all the time that I've been oblivious. So
that's all right. Well, good luck, obviously, on the Tides of Vengeance. It's a massive, you know, that is a big achievement to be getting. Trust me, I understand that very, very well. So best of luck with that. Fair, how has your week been? Let me guess, you've been busy.
That's probably the word I was going to use. You know me too well. Yeah. Leveling on various characters. I have been kind of enamored of my Draenei Shaman lately. Having a lot of fun with her after all the melee characters I've been doing with rogues. Having a caster has been kind of fun. She's Resto.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoying it. I mean, she's green. I started out with only a few greens, and I add one in now and again when I get something I can't resist.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a green trinket, and I loved it. So,
oh, nice.
There aren't many green trinkets in quests, and it didn't turn purple. I was so worried when I turned in that quest. Is this going to go blue or purple? No, it stayed green. Yes. Yep.
Nice.
But, oh, yeah, she's currently 64. So she's doing pretty well.
Well done. Very nice.
I two rogues, an iron rogue is 93 now. Mm-hmm. Doesn't quite have her garrison finished.
Okay.
It's that guy in the cave. He's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So much more health than me.
Yep.
Yeah, that will happen eventually.
Okay.
I do have a green rogue who's running a little ahead of her.
Yep.
She's 95 and does have a garrison. Mm-hmm. So that's been doing those. My two pacifists, the mage and the human mage, and a night elf. It's not a human mage. I lie. She's a night elf mage. Human mage because I was playing in classic. But she's a night elf mage. They're both night elves. As pacifists, the mage is just turned 50.
Nice.
And the rogue, I didn't do a whole lot on them this week, but some.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did some of them with the Fire Festival. That was one of my other
things
to do.
Yes.
Took the pacifists around to all the places that they could get to.
Mm-hmm.
Working my way through the rest of the challenge. I had one scare on the mage pacifist at the fire in Ungoro.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just say, set away from both the flight path and Marshall Stand.
Yep.
And be careful, the fire that's closest to the flight path is the Horde one. So yep. Avoid that. But you have to go down the road a little bit and off to the other side to get to the Alliance fire.
Yep.
And on my way back, I aggroed something.
Ooh.
And still aggroed one of those dinosaur type things.
Yeah.
And I ran like crazy. Just uh-huh. got the camp and got rid of it. So, and
yep.
Shadow Mill when I got there.
Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't going to Shadow Mill while he was still on my tail. I know. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to get in combat with him. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And a pacifist, that would not end well.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that was my only really scary issue in the fire so far.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So be careful of Vangora, all right?
Yeah. I've been getting some scouts in place. We talked about scouts just a bit ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Scouts for Draenor, for me, because it's been a long time since I've really done money quests in Draenor. So I found a couple of my regulars who were kind of sitting at 87, 88, and I kind of power boosted them to get them to 91 so they could put their garrisons together and I could try out some things.
Okay.
The level was to throw some heirlooms on and do archaeology.
Yep.
They had tons of rested because they'd been sitting around doing nothing for years.
Yeah.
Use the rest or not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, since Wednesday, while classic stress test was up, as I had a lot of fun playing in that.
Oh, good.
Did some exploring, ran into a lot of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And people and quests. It was just fun. I made, over the couple of days, made three characters playing by eye rolls.
Yep.
A rogue, a mage, and a druid.
Okay.
A human mage. I wanted to see two starting zones, so
yep.
did the human mage, and then the night elf starting zone was a zoo.
I bet.
Had a terrible time even catching up with anything to kill it.
Yep.
And that first day, everybody was shooting from a distance and charging up to it, and like my poor rogue is like, I'm going to explore, thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
Went back to her on the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I got to level 6 and 7 on okay. the three of them.
Yep.
Managed not to die.
Excellent. All right.
A few takeaway messages mm-hmm. That I'd share about classic thing.
Yes.
A big thing. It took about half a bar of mana to kill one mob on the mage.
Okay.
Talk about a drinking problem. I remember that from classic.
Yep.
I mained a mage. Mm-hmm. Then, the first time I had a chance to buy water spell, I spent most of my silver on it.
Mm-hmm.
Cost one silver.
Yep.
Yeah, I spent it. Egg space is the other issue.
Yeah.
Of the three of them yes. getting to level 6 and 7, I got one bag to drop.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
One extra bag as mm-hmm. a drop. The others got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Money is the corollary to that. It's hard mm-hmm. to come by. And you yep. spend it on skills.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the spells that you're going to use. You have to decide which one you need the most because you don't have enough money to buy them all.
Yep.
The other thing that I didn't realize would bother me so much was the single player mob tagging.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah.
have to fight to get a mob. I did not even try mobs because there were so many people and everybody was shouting, group up, group up, group up.
Yeah.
And since I was trying to be an iron, I wasn't,
yep.
I didn't really want to fight all the mob scene of people yelling at me because I wanted to do this alone.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how that one, we forget that that only changed in Legion for the non-quest mobs.
Mm-hmm.
We're so used to it.
Yeah, that one bothered me more than I expected it to. I was much happier the second day when there I could be in zones where nobody else was really playing much.
Okay. Well, that's good. So yay for that. That's awesome. All right.
Yeah. And the other thing that surprised me was how much resist I got from mobs. I don't know if that's a hit issue or what, but you cast your spell and it gets resist and you've just wasted your mana.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, no, that's right.
What's more? What's more and I'm done, you know?
Okay, yeah. That's right. There's that again, there's a lot of things there that, you know, we've just like, oh, that's right. That's exactly what it was like. How did you go with weapon skill leveling or anything like
didn't
that?
Do any of that. I mean, okay. The mage and the druid were casters.
Yep.
So
didn't have to worry about that.
Rogue. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten that rogues don't get to dual wield until they're 10.
Oh, yes.
I tried to equip a second dagger that I got as a drop, and it said, you can't equip that. I had to look it up on Wowhead and see what the deal is. Why can't I equip my other weapon?
Yeah.
After 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you learned some very valuable reminders there, I see, Fair.
Absolutely. I think I did. Yeah, that's why I wanted to share them.
Nice. No, that's good. Because one of the things I was actually thinking of doing either this week or next week was actually installing the classic and just having a play. I normally don't. I wait till it goes live. But I thought we might one night stream a classic and give it a go and to see how it feels and how it compares to obviously my memory of me running around in vanilla and that kind of thing. So I think it's probably not a bad idea.
I enjoyed it. I was surprised at how much more questing there is to do in the Night Elf starting zone than there is now.
Yes.
You know, now you're in there and you quest and you're out.
Yep.
Up there. And those are fun quests, and you run around one end of the zone about three times, but
absolutely. No, there is parts of me that is really excited to see certain zones come back to the original because there was a whole lot of, you know, quests. I still miss Barrens. Like, I don't like northern, southern Barrens. Like, to me, it's Barrens. Like, if you're going to the Barrens, you're going to the Barrens. So, you know, the divide, and I understand all of that, but it's still, to me, I remember running around Barrens so much. The Chuck Norris jokes was just, like, it didn't matter. As soon as you hit that zone, everything, you'd be reading, and some you'd just be like, face, palm. Other ones, you'd be sitting there just going, that's a really good one. I need to remember to keep that so I can tell my guild, you know, so there is
and like,
all that kind of stuff. And, yeah.
And Barrens just replaced the word Bush with Trump and you have the exact same political jokes. It doesn't matter who it is. And then in 4 years, you replace whoever it is. Barrens chat's the same no matter what.
Barrens chat is its own. Yeah, it's just, it's not the same. I went to Barrens a little while ago, a week or so ago, I think, when I was on my iron that killed last week. And it's just nothing. Like, it's just, there's no chat. Obviously, I'm playing in a slightly different time, but it used to be, it didn't matter what time that you would be in the Barrens back in the day. You could be there 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, 10 a.m. There was always a Barren chat going full pelt. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Well, thank you, Fair, for all that. There's some really interesting things, especially about the WoW Classic. So we'll see. I hope other people are having some fun with that. It seems to be a major thing that they've opened up for testing for, I don't know if it's, I'm assuming it is everyone, but they've certainly opened up it up to get people to have goes. So, and well done on your tunes this week, but I'll have to remember Ungoro definitely to be super, super careful, everyone, if you're going to Ungoro. So,
you can't sneak. If you're low level, be careful there.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I didn't realize you had two greens. I know you've got a very soft spot in your heart now for the Green Man Challenge. So I'm super happy that you've got a 95 and a 64. So well done.
I once trained a shaman, and actually it was from one of the podcasts a bit ago. Somebody was talking about how good resto shamans were. So
yeah. Nice. And well done.
Back in Lich King. So yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, go you. That's fantastic. All righty. Well, let's see how my week's been. Okay, so let's start off with the Iron Man. So yeah, I killed off my hunter this week. I had a complete and utter brain fart, which it happens. So I'm doing Hillsbrad, and I love Hillsbrad. There's two, like, there are some zones that I just love. Silver Pine is one, and it irks me so badly that I cannot finish Silver Pine on a challenge tune, because obviously you've got to get through Agatha and all of that shenanigans over on the Isle, and that is super, super hard. So I went down to Hillsbrad and did, you know, one of my favorite quests where you're the quest giver and then do the mine and, you know, kill some Murlocs. Sorry, Chris. And do the spiders and get the eggs and all of that stuff. And then I go over to where Warden Stillwater is. And, you know, you've got to find where Johnny's there. Johnny Awesome's there. And, you know, you've got to pick the humans out of the ground. One of my favorite ones. I love that quest so badly. Oh, it just makes me laugh every time. And then I get right through it and I'm like, no, I know I've done this. So I put my back against the wall of the building. So when he flings you, I'm not going to get flung somewhere terrible. However, he killed my pet really, really quickly. And then I was basically dead. There was really not much that I could do. So, yeah, so she died at 32, but me being preemptive, which was a really nice change, last Dark Moon Fair, I had made another hunter, a Night Elf hunter who I got to level 10 and had sitting in the sidelines just in case. So I pulled her out and I took her to 19. So we're back on the Night Elf hunter for that. And we've just been questing in, I think we just finished the human starting zone once I got Freezing Trap, because you don't get Freezing Trap until 18, and there's no way I'm doing the Collector until I've got Freezing Trap. So that's kind of the point that I'm at. Other than that, I'll finish off Dunmore and then go probably back into Loch Modan, because I love Loch Modan. I have to do it. So yeah, so that was the start of that. So at least we killed off one, but you know, learnt something from that one. Blood wise, well, I have to say I started a new Bloodthirsty. Surprise, surprise. I actually got my Kul'tiran this week. So I have to say huge thank you to Execute, because he ran me through Siege of Boralus, which was the last one that I needed to finish off that quest line. And the very first thing I did was I made a Kul'tiran. So she's a hunter. And I tell you what, the bird of prey that they come with, my God, they are nice. They are damage. I'm keeping it at the moment as opposed to the turtle, because it's just cutting through stuff like quicker than anything else that I've had. So which really, really surprised me. So we'll see how long that goes, but I got her to 21, so we're at 69 kills. And we managed to take down, no problem, taking res, like no issue whatsoever. So super happy about that. Now, my Lightforged Draenei Hunter, she hit 43 this week. And I took her from Lights Hope Chapel right through into, so from Eastern Plaguelands into Western Plaguelands, and she hit 43, so that was good. We're at 959 kills on her. And then when I'd been talking to Execute, or when we had him on the other last week, he was saying about the Spirit Beast. So I thought, well, look, I've got a 65 hunter, and I've been going around Northrend, so I'm going to go check out the Spirit Beast, because normally I've just been killing them, because, you know, XP, it's good XP. So I started off and I went and I looked for, so I looked for the bear over in Grizzly Hills. That wasn't up. I popped up to see if Gondria was up in Zoldrak. It wasn't. So then we popped up to see if Skull was up in Storm Peaks. It wasn't. Popped over to Shalazar Basin and Lockyer's up. And I'm like, yeah, awesome. It is 4 levels higher than me. So I'm at 65. It's at 69. It's showing as orange. Can't tame. Cannot tame it. I killed it. Got a good chunk of XP. But yeah, it was just like, oh, damn it, damn it. So that was fine. Then Executor said, well, you can actually tame up to 2 levels higher than you. So I went back to Grizzly Hills. The bear was up and I could tame it. Sorry, Chris, I did get the bear. So at this stage, I haven't been able to use it because I haven't played it, but I did hit 66. So she's at 4,306 kills. So I thought, well, at least now I've got a Spirit Beast and I can utilize the Spirit Mend and the, what was it, Bestial, or one of the Wrath ones. I've completely forgotten what it is, but I can, utilize that. So we'll see how that goes, but quite happy with that. And interesting on that one that I could tame, because I honestly didn't think with the Hunter you could tame anything higher, but for the Spirit Beast apparently that you can tame 2 levels higher. Excuse me. So, and then my passies. So this week I got my Tauren Druid to 26. We had a little hiccup for some reason, I haven't DC'd in ages. DC'd where some Scorpids were. I thought I was coming back to death. I swear. Didn't. So that was good. So she hit 26. And then I took my big girl, my Night Elf Rogue, out. Fair. I did some archaeology.
Hey.
I did. I cannot believe that I did. But I got her to 774. I took her to, I took her over to, where was it going? Eastern Kingdoms. I had a dig site in Wetlands. I had dig site in Stranglethorn. I had another dig site in, where was the first one that I went to? Can't remember, but I mean, there was mobs around, but they were coming up as level 60. So I thought, you know, we'll just try it and we'll see how we go. I was surprised. I was getting 5,400 XP rested. So I was quite happy with that. And for something a bit different, it wasn't too bad. So I managed to get, I think I got 3 dig sites done. And yeah, so I've tried it and I was like, you know what? It's a different kind of relaxing, because I still felt actually more nervous about doing the archaeology and like accidentally clicking on a level 60 mob. So I was kind of like making sure I didn't stand and aggro. And so I felt I was a bit more nervous about doing the archaeology than doing, you know, than running up and down Shalazar. But it was good.
Careful in Legion, sometimes I would have archaeology and mobs would spawn. So that is one to be careful with.
Yes, absolutely.
Never leave Eastern Kingdom and Kalimdor.
Yes. That's what I was going to check. Just stay and keep doing them. Do you, because I noticed the other thing is also that when I solve something, it's just that vendor, you know, it doesn't turn into. So, you know how the restored artifacts? That came in Legion, didn't it?
Pandaria.
Oh, was it Pandaria? Yes, that's right. It was too. So anything that I solve is basically just vendor, becomes like a vendor trash back to...
It's for that gold or something.
Yeah. So at least it's kind of like, well, you get a bit of gold. So I'm like, yeah, okay, sweet. So yeah, but I thought you'd be happy. I finally got over there and we did a little bit. So I found that that was quite interesting. But yeah, just... You can't change the dig sites, can you?
You cannot.
No. Okay. So it's either if you don't do it, it'll just stay there.
It's forever.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how we go. We'll see how we'll go with them. All right. Well, other than that, let us get on to our next subject. Here we go. Where's the bumper?
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
There we go. Okay, so news time. We've got a couple of things that we need to talk about. And the big one, as Fair had mentioned, Midsummer Fire Festival has started. There is also a... hang on, let me put this in. Nisi has done a fantastic write-up on the WoW Challenges website, so wowchallenges.com. Go and check up the write out for the information of what you can, can't, you know, the buffs and all of that. So obviously it's good for everyone except Bloodthirsties. Okay, so Bloodthirsties. No Midsummer. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I know. It is what it is. But yeah, we can't be doing those as a Bloodthirsty. Okay. So, and if there's any questions on that, again, Nisi's covered it very well in that guide. So check that out. Now, this coming week, it's coming. 8.2 is coming this week. So we will get flying. Apparently is coming in. There will be new zones. Now, what that's going to mean for, I suppose, the higher level challenge tunes, use a scout. I think that would be definitely the best things. I haven't done any testing, so I don't know what the new zones. I have no idea. I will wait till Tuesday, Wednesday to see what's going on myself. But if you've got any high level irons or bloods, I would say tread very carefully, perhaps maybe not even play a challenge tune with the patch until we know everything is stable, because, you know, patch day can be a little bit tricky. So, you know, tread really, really carefully on that. They're doing some changes to Heart of Azeroth, but you know what? That's not going to affect any of us, because on a challenge tune, it's not allowed. But for obviously all of the information, check out probably Wowhead for all of that information there. Now, just something that I did want to mention. Stone and I spoke about this yesterday on Adventures in Azeroth, and apparently it is a thing. What will be happening is there will be a level swish coming. Blizzard has sent out some surveys to people that was, it is forthcoming. Not we're looking at an option. Apparently they've said it's forthcoming. What that means for us, don't know. I suppose until they get a finalization, it's not coming in the patch. Whether it's coming with the next expansion, we don't know at this stage. But just to give you a heads up, apparently there is a level squish that will be happening sometime. It is coming, okay? So I think Blizzard is looking at the fact that, you know, new players in particular going, well, hang on, I've got a level from 1 to 120 or 1 to 130. Like, why would I want to do that when I can go and get another game and start here? You know what I mean? So they want to, I guess, stop people from thinking, oh, well, I've got to get to this massive level and gear up. Whereas maybe if they've made it like a 1 to 60 and then they've got levels from 60 that have spells for each expansion. I don't know. It's just we're surmising. I'm not really sure what's happening. But just throwing it out there, be prepared. Something will be happening forthcoming. As I think Ian had mentioned, okay.
And I'm gonna guess that because of all the community managers mix up, I'm gonna guess if the layoffs had not happened, that we would have heard about this earlier, and maybe somewhere in the survey team put out the survey, didn't check with the manager saying, hey, did we tell people about the level squish? And they just caused panic and chaos. And I'm thinking, like, my nephew is so. I love you, nephew, but you're so impatient on stuff. I mean, I'm impatient sometimes, but I could see my nephew would not want to play WoW until there was a level squish.
Mm. I think it is too, definitely, you know, I mean, it's a business. When it comes down to it, obviously, it's WoW is a business, and they've got to look at, you know, how do we get... There are so many games out there. Like, there are so many games. From when I first started, way back in, you know, 2004, to now... There is the market of games and what is available is massive. So WoW has now used to have a huge chunk of that, you know, 15 years ago, because there wasn't so many games around. Because there is more and more games, people might stay for WoW for a little while and then go somewhere else. So they want to get, I suppose they want to get more people being interested in playing in WoW. So we will see. We will see how it goes. I suppose that's the best way to say it. But just, you know, as I said, I'm just giving it as a heads up, because there will be things that will need to be looked at, especially for obviously the challenge turns. So we'll just gotta wait and see from what goes for there. All right, now, before we move on to State of the Challenges, there's two things that I want to do. So let's do the first one. And this is a little promo, and I know Grand Nagus is here, and I have decided that we will do that this week because we like to support those people that support us as well. Huge congratulations, Grand Nagus. Episode 100 on Corpse Run Radio. So here is a little promo from Grand Nagus about episode 100.
We are the Forsaken. You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
June 25th, episode 100 of Corpse Run Radio. And what better way to celebrate that milestone than this?
I just started to, you know, tap into... you know, wow, what is really happening here? And all these artists that do renderings of your character and the beautiful creative stuff that people make with their passion for the game. I just found this so really great and lovely. So...
Yes. The Dark Lady is back for episode 100 of Corpse Run Radio.
Oh, no!
Thank you for listening. Now go out, my minions. Let nothing stand in your way.
Wow. She is, Patty is so awesome, honestly. That is amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
I was telling somebody that Patty Manton is my favorite character. Not Patty Manton. That Sylvanas is my favorite WoW character to hate because the Patty Manton just puts so much life into Sylvanas that I'm always amazed at Sylvanas.
Don't hate. Yeah. Presley, don't hate. She's
I want Sylvanas to die, but I love
her. No. Okay. Don't say that. No, she Patty is like amazing. So that voice, that song, like my all-time favorite song in the game is the Lament of the Highborn. Like I have that in my garrison, leader's garrison, that's all it plays. Even at Christmas time, it makes no difference. I just have that. So the fact that she's done a re of that is amazing, and I'm going to have
it's good.
To get that, absolutely. So again, congratulations, Grand Nagus. 100 episodes for Corpse Run Radio is fantastic. And you know what? It's good to hear Juno's voice. I miss her voice. So, well done. And everyone check out episode 100. Alrighty. Now, before we move on to the state of the challenges, one more thing. And this is not an FYI. This is a reminder to everyone. Okay, so this is Leader putting on the big leaders in charge pants now. And I just want to say, just please remember that everyone, mods, myself, Stir, everyone that's here, everyone that runs the website, everyone that looks after Discord, the forums, writes the guides, all of that. We're all volunteers. We do not get paid for what we do, okay? So this is all volunteers by some amazing people, and I thank them hugely. So when there are slow responses, because obviously things have had to change in the last couple of weeks, please be patient. If there's anything concerning the website, rules, anything that will be coming up, please be patient. Please don't act like a two-year-old having a tantrum, okay? Because when it comes down to it, most of us have got real lives, and real life can take a bigger impact at times than other things that need to be done. So all I'm saying, if you need to get in contact, you can certainly send emails to podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can send it to me at leader@wildchallenges.com. And check in with myself and Stir on Discord, or check with the mods. Leave your questions. If they can't answer it, someone will get back to you. It may not be in the time frame that you want, but just be patient with it, okay? So as I said, there's a lot of stuff that's going on with changing things around, and Stone will always be part of WoW Challenges, but he is he's not in charge anymore. So if you've got a question, you need to talk to the mods, or else you talk to myself and Stir. I think I've covered that. So yeah, just again, and yes, thank you, Zorts. The other thing, Will Wheaton's rule, especially for Discord, if you are being a dick to the mods about the challenges, to any of us at all, expect the ban hammer to come down. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes. So just letting you know, that will be enforced. And Zorts, you have got full reign. Just saying. Go for it. All right. Other than that, let us get on to state of the challenges. So let's have a look how everyone done this week. How everyone did this week. Okay, irons, Frazzly, who have we got for the irons this week, please?
So at 10, we have Mindy 5, that's 75. At iron Mimi is at 78. I cannot pronounce.
That's why I've got it in brackets.
Oh, the Thy Tigers sadly passed away at 83. But that is an amazing accomplishment. At 7, we have Pero Mist at 88. 6, we have An Imposter at 90. 5, we have Jangler at 91. 4, we have Fair Lyric. Is that the same fear as Fair that's on the... nice! So we have Fair Lyric at 93. Jernmand at 114. Mm-hmm. Tej Begriz at 116. And Execute at 120.
That's right. So Execute hit 120 this week, and there is a write-up on the website for him. Huge, huge congratulations. Gnome taken from... So he is our first. He is our first from BFA tune made from level 1 to 120 in BFA. Okay? But I think he's our 7th. Is that correct? 7th Max Iron so far this expansion. But again, congratulations, Execute. There is a fantastic little write-up that that they have done. So check that out and see what he's done. So again, well done. All right, Bloods, what have we got fair for this week?
Hey, at number 10, Thirsty Sush. I don't know if it's supposed to be sushi or they ran out of characters or what. But anyway, Thirsty Sush at 46. Number 9, Soulfist at level 56. 8, Chris, 63. And I don't know who this guy is at 7, Bloodzorts. Can't imagine. 63.
Dunno. Doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, no, I don't know anybody.
Number 6, Sanguistone. Mm-hmm. Yay. 65. Number 5, one Blood Leader at 66.
Yay.
This is horrible. Soul Snuffer.
Yeah.
And I see why you have trouble with that one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Fair. Thank you. It's not just me. Thank you.
Hold on. Go right into it. 75. Number 3, Blood Trap at 79. Soul Stoned at 85, and Soulful Paw, number 1, at 104. Congratulations, well Nisi. Done.
Nisi has been busy this week, hasn't she? Nicely. Yeah. And congratulations, Zorts. Zorts is doing so well on the Blood. That is great. I love it. I love it. Love it. All right. Pacifist. Frasley, who have we got?
So we have Poe's Picker at 52. We have Fair Flora at 53. Eek at 53. Awesome Blomster at 56. I love all these puns and these names. You all just warm my heart. Peace Fairy at 62. Passapot 63. Passalita at 74. Pastifist at 77. Silent Herber at 96. And hold on.
The Herminator at 99.
I had to do it.
Nice. Nice. Well done. Doing well. Pasties are looking good. All right, Tins. Who've we got fair?
Hey, at number 10, Lurncy. Then at 9, Lucy Lynn. 29. 8, Tanastork. Number 7 is Tin at 31. 39 is number 6. At 5, Laura Iron, 40. And it's my eye. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble reading. It's
oh, that's okay. Do you want me to make it black?
Number 4 is easy. Tin, tin, tin.
Okay. Yeah.
41. Unfortunately, yellow flagged. I don't know if that's pet battles or what, but if there's a yellow flag on 10-10-10. Mm-hmm. Better 10 at level 45. Ferric, number 2, is at level 52. That is not me. Is any old at 66.
Nice.
Well done.
I must admit, every time I see a fair, I think it's you. And I know it's not always you because Winema uses some fairs. And I know Rogue Slayer uses some fairs as well. So I always have to look and be like, is that actually fair? No, I don't think it is. So yeah. All right. Greens. Frasley, who have we got on the greens, please?
At 10, we have Ian Montu at 33. 9 is Green Boom at 33. 8 is Evergreen at 36. 7 is Green Iron Man at 37. 6 is Jan Green at 40. 5 is Celadon at 63. 4 is Farah Ailsa at 64. A fair dice. I think I butchered that name.
That is correct. That one's mine. Farah Ailsa.
Okay, good.
Farah Ailsa. And then that's the mage. Is that the mage?
That's the shaman.
Oh, that's the shaman. Okay. Nice.
And then I'm sorry, Fair, about 3, we have Farah Shammy at 78 that sadly passed away, so I'm sorry. 2 is Sky Climber at 82, and 1 is Gruz at 84.
Nice. Okay, well, it's been a little rough on the solo efforts this week. Let's have a look at how our teams have gone. So, Iron Teams, we have got CM Volume 1, RIP, level 29. Oh, dear. All right. Shintorix hit 35. They are second this week. And number 1, not sure who these guys are. Don't know. Anyway, let me have a look. It's Team Puppet Rides Again. That sounds familiar.
And soon it'll be again, right?
Again. Sounds familiar. Anyway, they hit 58. Yay! Resorts. Well done. Okay. So blood teams. We have got 4 this week. Wow, bloods have been busy. We have got, looks like Taco and 5 have been busy. That's why. Injure Face hit level 30. We have then got number 3 is Grade D but Edible, hit 33. Number 2 is Soul Patrol at 39. Well done, Nisi. That's Nisi dual boxing her blood, so well done on that. And number 1 this week is 5 Finger Death Taco. They hit level 72. We have missed you guys. 5 and Taco are back. Well done. Okay. Now, green teams. We have got 1 green team this week, which is Straight Outta Blackrock. They hit 45, so well done to them. There's so many good names. Well done, everyone. And obviously, commiserations on those that we lost this week. Okay, where's the bumper? Looking for the bumper. The bumper is right in front of my face. Here it is.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
It is. All right, so this is the time where you can send in your puns, your jokes, your tips, your tricks, and your questions. And we can have a chat and a laugh, sometimes a cry. We will see. I haven't even looked at Azzy. So, Frasley, it is up to you. I'm listening. I'm not looking. So, can you read Azzy's pun, please?
Absolutely. I'm chopping at the bit right now.
Okay.
So, what did Darth Vader say to his wife when the relationship wasn't working out?
May the Force be with you.
That one, I don't mind that. That's I wouldn't quite say it's gold, Azzy. Wouldn't quite say it's gold, but you know what? It's a good silver. I'm gonna say that was it was cute. All righty, okay. Fair. Can you do the next one, please?
Corpse grind. And the question is, oh, I have to ask. I just finished one quest in Voldun where I had to drink something. I didn't drink it yet, but is it okay to complete this quest? App, and there is a cup and I have to drink from it, but I don't know if I can do it. Stir actually provided an answer on this. And good that you paused to dig a little deeper into the quest. Be wary of anything that you have to drink. If it is an elixir in the description, it's almost 100% sure it will flag you. Other items don't hurt, but like in Negron, you get the Negron cherry, a water-breathing white item, which won't flag you if used and is not an elixir. Mm-hmm. The pros will always suggest, if in doubt, just skip. Flags can't be reversed. Points to get to 120, even if you skip quests here and there. Mm-hmm. And I second that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good question, because obviously Corpse Grind is, and I'm going to butcher the name, and I'm sorry, Corpse Grind, to Garrett. No. Anyway, he's sitting on, what, 114, 115, wherever he's sitting. 116. Sorry, I was way off. So everything he's trying to do, safely, which is good because we really, really want to see him get up there. So again, good luck, Corpse Grind, with that. Okay, Frasley, what have we got from Patty?
So Patty asked a question that actually, it's a two-parter, and it's one that I've actually had myself. The first one is, are you allowed to have the Darkshore Beast buff thing for the Iron Man? And then they also say, also just in general, are quest buffs okay?
Yes. So, okay, fair. We were discussing this and you said that you've done this many times. So do you want to take the answer on this one for me?
In particular, the Darkshore Beast buff is okay.
Yeah.
General, if a quest giver buffs you to do a quest, if they give you a buff for a quest, that's not okay. Except for this Darkshore thing that you really, that's kind of an exception to that. But in general, like I know there's a Borean Tundra, yes, data guys, and the reward is they give you basically a druid buff. Mm. You do the quest. Click that one off. Mm-hmm. You don't need that to do the quest. And they don't even give it to you until you've done it, which makes no sense. But that's
okay. Yeah. I suppose the main thing is if you can click it off, get rid of it. If in doubt, there are a lot of quests out there you don't have to do. Like, again, just remember, this is not about being a completionist as an Iron Man. So you can pick and choose your quests, okay? So if there's something you're not sure of and you haven't got a scout to test it out, well, then I'd say skip it. If in doubt, skip it, as Stir has said. It's always the best way. Because there's nothing worse than getting flagged on something that, if you're undecided, if your gut's kind of going, maybe not, go with your gut. And and as Stir mentioned, flags are not reversed. They will not be reversed, guys. You do something that flags your character, that's it. Okay. All right. Next one. What have we got? Fair. From Saint.
From Saint, yes. Does it still count if I beat the Iron Man challenge with a yellow flag for too low kill count? First thing that comes to mind is why.
Yeah. We were little bit confused about the question as to if you're doing Iron Man and your kill count is low. Like, if you're doing Iron, you should be fine for kills. So we were confused, weren't we, for as to
struck me as a little odd why that you'll be in that situation. I mean, I know that on my own level 120 druid, a lot of killing quests in the last 10 levels, but I never got a yellow flag for it. I had enough kills going on beforehand, I'm sure. So you don't have to avoid non-kill quests, but I don't know why you're getting a too low kill count in an actual Iron Man.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, and again, like, if you're yellow flagged, obviously it still counts, but obviously a green flagged is better. Like, we all want to get to the challenge, get to the end of the challenge and be green flagged. Like, that is the ultimate, that's like the epitome of standing on the pedestal, saying, I've done it, I've, you know, I haven't done anything wrong, I've completed the challenge exactly as I've needed to complete it. So as soon as you get flagged for something, whether it is, you know, accidentally killed a critter, accidentally, you know, your kills are too low, flagged for something else, and you become yellow flagged, well, for me, I would be done. Like, I'm done. Back to re-rolling, because what I want to do is get there with a green flagged character, which I think the majority of us want to do. Whether I would utilize that tune in a scouting capacity, sure. But a yellow flag just means that, you know, it's not that it doesn't count. It's just you've broken a rule somewhere. You know, it's probably broken a minor rule, which just means, yeah, you know, you've done it, but you've had to break a rule. Why would you, you know, why would you want to break a rule when this is, you want to get to the green? So, yeah, just a bit curious as to exactly what you meant for that.
And anyway, I know there are some people who choose to kind of personalize the challenge and say, I want to do iron, but I really need to fish or whatever, and I'll take the yellow flag and go with it. Okay, that's a personal choice. And
yeah,
this is a personal challenge in the end. But
yeah,
I can understand.
Sorry, go.
I can understand the kill count. I almost rolled on a higher population server, so I think thankfully Zorch told me about rolling on a RP server, so that went down. And if I ever see somebody in the wild, I will move away from them. If somebody's in an area, I just go the other way, and I try to stay away from people because I get the killing blows and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's all different things. So again, it's just, you know, exactly what he meant with the question. I suppose we're just concerned about. But again, like, good luck. If you're going to modify the challenge to do your own thing, like Fair said, there are quite a few of the veterans that play around and see if they can do something in a particular way. So it's there. But other than that, it's just a matter of, yeah, if you're doing it as per exactly what the challenge states, then go for, you know, you want to go for green. So let's go for green. Go for green. All right. Okay. What we've got next one, Frasley. Don't worry about the other thing, Frasley. We'll get to that in a minute. It's okay. I've seen it.
Okay. So from Dairy Dactyl, it says, hi, I can't see anything official, but I was wondering if there was a specific rule set behind starting out as a Death Knight for the Iron Man challenge.
Okay, now both Fair and I are kind of like, well, I know I haven't done a Death Knight in quite some time, and I know Stone had done Death Knight, so this is a little bit my bad for not trying a Death Knight. I'll have to do that. But the thing with the Death Knight was always you need to strip your gear. As soon as you've made your tune, you need to get that gear off and you need to normally go down to the mine and kill the miners and see there are some weapons down there. I think it's either a pitchfork or a shovel, or there is a particular one that's really good to have. And then go for that. It is not easy. That is what a lot of people say. It's doable, but it is hard to get out of the starting zone. But yeah, the big thing is strip the gear and get that gear off, and then you've got to build up from there, which can make it really quite challenging. So I would suggest, like anything, look, give it a go, you know, see how you go, but be mindful that it is a lot more, probably a little bit tougher than if you're starting from either an allied race or going with a level one. So, but let us know how you go with it. I need to start a Death Knight myself to give it a go, because I haven't done one in years. So that's my goal this week, is to start one. We'll see how we go. Okay. Fair. What have we got from Mark?
Okay, from Mark, we have a question about, have you all considered an Ironman challenge for Classic when it launches in August? Could call it Classic Man. Yes, we certainly are considering it. Really want to do this. I think the main gate to really setting it up is when Blizz provides the information. The data,
yeah,
we're tracking.
Yeah, it's not being called Classic Man. It will be WoW Classic, or something. I can't remember what we had discussed. So we've already got the name for it. That's fine. It's all going to depend on whether we get API access to it, which at this stage Blizzard has still said they're not sure. And if that happens, it won't happen until after it goes live. Apparently, that's what I've heard. So at this stage, yes, we want to, absolutely. However, at this stage, it's all a wait and see, because it's not live yet. We can't get anything from testing on the test servers and all of that. We've got to wait till it goes live. So fingers crossed that that will be allowed, because it all comes down to API access. If Blizzard says no, then there will not be one. But if it is okay, then yes, most definitely. Okay, Frasley, next one from Dave DeHunter.
Well, I'm wondering if he's actually a developer for Blizzard and working on the API, because if so, then this next thing explains why he is taking so long to get the API to us. So Dave the Hunter said they tried to make Beef Stew their password, but it was not stroganoff.
Oh, an oldie but a goodie. Thanks, Dave. Thank you. All right. Okay, so we had a couple of questions from the chat room, which I was quickly going to mention. So yes, there will be another challenge that will be happening. There is no information at the moment because it's not ready, guys. Okay, let's just leave it at that. We will let you know when it is ready. It's not. So just hold your hats. Alrighty. Other than that, what else have we got? Nothing else counts. Screen counts at the end. Bloodthirsty level. Nope. What else do we have? Just scrolling back to see. Did we get anything else? Classic loot not being area wide. From Grand Negus. I'm confused. What does that mean?
I was just putting there just like two things, like that classic loot's not area wide, and then that classic players like to buff everyone. So if you're doing iron rules in classic, even before the stuff,
yeah, charming,
just uncheck your buff.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was buffing like mad. I mean, I had so many strength buffs thrown on my mage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you were strunk.
Yeah. I mean, again, everyone likes to be friendly and help out, and that's nice. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta click it off, and just be, or, you know, you can gently whisper them and say, thank you very much for the buff, but, you know, I'm doing an Iron Man tune, and I can't have any buffs. That can be a good way to get conversation, because some people might go, what's an Iron Man? There you go. You can let them know. I've done that in the past, and you know, had people, and others might just whisper, you're like, are you doing an iron? Be like, yeah, how did you guess? Oh, you're wearing white gear, and, you know, you've got iron in the name. Yes, this is an iron tune. Okay, good luck. You know, so that's really, really, really cute. Call your tune no buffs, please. You can do that if you want. Absolutely. Okay, I think we've got everything. Yes, execute. Just let her know. As I said, there is stuff in the works. Just calm the farm. It's okay. We're getting there. We're getting there. We'll let you know when it's time to let you know. So just not quite at the moment. Okay, so let's wrap things up. Thank you. So I'm going to pass this over to Frazzly. So can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Absolutely. So we have Aleandros, Asylum, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Daenerys 1985, Dave DeHunter, Dino Twitch, Execute, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly Sparkspan, don't know who they are, Gaztin, Grant Nagus, I don't know who they are, Introvert Genius, Cashbringer, Chris W, Layla, I almost thought that was Lita, Leeson, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Periton, P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Toasty, The Meat Shield, Tully Bardeen, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Omenia, Unamethyl. Oh, okay, Marty. Hey, Marty. Winema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Well done. It's a long list, so thank you. I appreciate that. Because there is many. There is many, many people, and we always like to say huge thank you. Thank you to the Iron Elites, because obviously your support helps for the server and makes all these things possible to keep the server running, and we really appreciate that. So again, thank you guys. Okay, now, as always, I'd like to say thank you to the mods, because you guys make my life easier, mine and Stir's, so thank you. We have got Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zort. So thank you guys. Thank you for all you do. Really greatly appreciate it. And for everyone in the chat room, thank you for hanging out with us once again today. We appreciate your time and listening to all the wonderful advice and the shenanigans of what doing a WoW challenge is all about, and hearing what Frazzly and Farrah has been up to, which has been great. So next show will be next week, which will be Saturday, June 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I will be having Stone joining me. So it will just be me and Stone next week. So it will be officially his last show. So it might be a little bit emotional. So if I'm like a bawling mess, don't mind me. But he's going to come and we're going to have a chat. So very excited about that. as for today, Frasley, thank you so much for joining us and hearing all your adventures. But if you'd like to tell everyone where they can contact you, because I noticed you just a couple of places where they might find you, if you could do that, please.
Absolutely. And because I've learned about like call to actions, I'm going to give just one and then you can find everything else from there. So you can find me each and every week talking with different people across Azeroth. And actually a year ago, I talked with Lita. So it was a lot of it. So that was exciting. So gnomepodcast.com. And you can find me on every single other place there. Otherwise, it would take me another hour just to go through everything that I'm
just a couple of places. Just a couple of places. Absolutely. All right. Now, don't forget, we will have this episode with Frasley and Fair up on the website later, which is wowchallenges.com. You can find all of our information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels over there as well. Don't forget, you can download and listen to all the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you want to contact the show, send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Fair, again, thank you for today. But do you want to let everyone know where they can find you, please?
You can find me on Discord. I'm usually around. And if you're in game and on Warm Rest Accord, I am usually on in the WoW Iron Man Guild to message me there.
Absolutely. All right. Now, don't forget, you can check out where Stone is on Twitter at Stone Grasp. That's StoneGrasp. And yeah, we did an Adventures in Azeroth yesterday. So I think episode 87 is up and out, where we discuss discuss life other than WoW Challenges. But that is over there at Adventures in Azeroth. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can also check out my other show, because, you know, obviously I've got not enough to do, which is Behind the Avatar. And there is an episode out currently over on there. Now, always like to say big thank you to our wonderful friends, Markonen and Epic Insanity, because they do our intro and our outro. Markonen did our intro, and we have loved this from day dot and always appreciate what he's done for us. So please check him out and follow him over on Twitter at MarkonenWow. And Epic, who is an absolute sweetheart, made the outro for us, and you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, and check out his shows Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon Podcast. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Again, thank you for hanging out. We do really appreciate it. Frasley, best of luck with your challenge adventures. We hope that the Torren Pally, takes you to so many wonderful adventures in doing these challenges. So best of luck with that. And Fair, good luck with your greens, your passies, your irons, and all of those things. And again, thank you both of you for hanging out with me today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, thank you. It was a blast. And everyone, keep being awesome.
Nice. All right. That's it, guys. Let's do the outro. Here we go.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.